Hi, this is Lorenzo, and this is Podcast Open Mic, our 19th edition, 19. And I have in the studio Evan Haynes. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm doing great. And you have a CD just released?
Not even released, but
pre-released. Okay. Called Northeastern Western, which is, from what I've heard, a very apt title.
Yeah.
So tell me a bit about yourself.
I am native to Maine. I grew up in Wayne, Maine, up by Farmington. Maine. Yeah,
okay.
Beautiful area, Lakes Region area. I've been playing guitar for 25 years now. I studied guitar in college, and I've been performing live since I was young, roughly 10 years old with my dad's bands, my own bands, and onward from there.
And what style?
Varies. I'm all over the place. I mean, I just got done doing country with a girl based out of Nashville, and before that I was playing progressive tech metal, and before that I was playing jazz with Chuck Winfield from Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and before that I was playing modern rock and pop. So,
you do it all.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. So, tell me about the album.
The album was, a lot of the stuff was written back in 2008 when I was living in New York City. I was there for a very short period, but I managed to squeeze out probably 4 songs that are on this record. It was my vision of doing cinematic music, but with traditional orchestration. I influenced a lot from jazz and country and blues. A lot of artists like Bill Frisell and Kurt Rosenwinkel and Robin Ford kind of geared me towards this. Another one with a cinematic approach was Andrew Bird, because he's got a very lyrical and cinematic approach to his music as well. As far as the record, I put it together in probably a matter of 2 months, and I brought the guy, my close friends in Chris Sweet playing drums and Tyler Quist playing bass, and a fellow that I met named Dan McKenna from New Hampshire, who plays pedal steel. We had various rehearsals, maybe 4 altogether, but we were never in the same room together as a whole band, and not even in the studio. Okay.
Really?
So yeah, the core group, drums, bass, and guitar, we recorded all of this in about 6 hours, and then the pedal steel player came in and played over it later that evening when everyone else had left, just due to timing. So I was really fortunate to have great players on this, and I'm excited to get out and start performing it.
So what was the decision to go strictly instrumental?
It's a passion of mine I've always done, and it's most of the music I listen to. I listen to a lot of classical and a lot of jazz. I mostly perform pop and soul music on when I'm out performing now, but I had a group called Existo Ego in college that was all instrumental, and I just felt like it was more of my calling, and I was able to express more through instrumental music.
Yeah, that people can kind of listen to the music itself and then analyze the lyrics.
Exactly, and it's funny, I had a conversation with an engineer today about how lyrics kind of build the image for you of what the song's about, when if you take the lyrics away, it just leaves interpretation, and that interpretation can then mutate and evolve in itself over time.
So is there a story behind the song we're going to hear, Leaves?
Yeah, there's a few interesting stories with this, actually. So originally, it was called Mesereau Ave, because I was living in Mesereau Ave in New York City, and I was kind of miserable working there, and I just kind of came home and practiced and played all night, and then I started writing this song, and then when I moved back to Maine and I got done touring with a group, I was sitting down with one of my friends, the bass player on this record, Tyler, and we were discussing this moment in college where we were out in the woods, and we were looking at this pile of leaves down this cliff, and we made up this whole village, and this whole world of leaf people that lived under there. So every time we played this song, we started talking about leaves. So I decided to title it Leaves. And unfortunately, probably two or three years ago now, another friend that was with us, he ended up passing away really quickly from, I think it was cancer that came up suddenly. And so once I titled it Leaves, it was going to stay because it was something that was memorable to him and to us. And yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, let's hear Leaves.
Thank you.
So do you play out right now?
I do. I probably have 5 to 10 bands that I work with locally. I perform with Dean Ford and his original group and bar band and his Prince tribute group. I've been performing with Kenya Hall. I just did the Stevie Wonder tribute at the State Theater with her. The last couple of months we've been doing sort of my project, which is this record and various covers from the 60s and modern stuff, Elvis, Beatles, stuff in that genre, Led Zeppelin, and it's all instrumental and it's been going really well.
Ah, wow. Okay, so Northeastern Western is not out yet, but when it comes out, where can we grab it?
It is available now online.
Okay.
Yeah, I have not put it in stores yet. You can get it
digitally.
Yeah, you can get it digitally on Amazon, Spotify, iTunes.
Okay, and someday a physical copy.
A physical copy, but I don't know if, I still question whether I'll put it out just because who really has a CD player anymore?
WMPG does.
Ah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. And if you have an original song, instrumental or vocal, we don't care. Get in touch with me, Lorenzo, at podcastopenmic, that's mic@gmail.com. Again, this is Lorenzo, and we'll talk again soon.